back.
Yeah, well, hopefully if she's on her way, she will come
in the middle of it?
Halfway through. Okay, I'm now calling to... Oh, great. Fabulous. Okay, I now call to order the February 27th, 2012 meeting of the Committee on Appointments. I am Mary Jane Shimsky, the chair. Present with me is John Testa and our committee coordinator, Wendy Wild. I understand that our third member, Alfreda Williams, is probably running down the hall even as we speak. At this point, we can't vote without Alfreda, right. So we can't approve the minutes yet. We should have three interviews today. We also have two reappointments to vote on as well. Actually, what I would like to do is, as soon as Alfreda hits the room, is to vote on the two reappointments.
Okay.
And then do the interviews. We could vote the minutes at the end. I'd like to get, so we could have a couple, clear a couple, the decks on a couple at the board meeting tonight.
Okay.
I would like to. Yeah, well, we'll do what we can by 4:30. Hello, Alfreda.
Hi, how are you?
Okay, at this point, we're now joined by legislator Alfreda Williams. At this point, I would like to get...
Hi. How are you? I'm Jeff Coleman.
Nice to meet you, Mary Jane Shimsky.
Hi.
Are you going to see it? Yeah, how are you?
I'm Tessa Williams. Yes.
Good to meet you.
That's a good question. Actually, yeah, we could do it right here.
Okay.
We've had a chance to review your resume. You certainly bring a lot of professional expertise to the table on the issue of waste management. Have you been to any meetings of the board at this point?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What are the upcoming issues that you learned from in that meeting, and what are your thoughts based on your experience?
Sure. Well, closing of the ash pit is certainly probably the most important, personally, mm-hmm. as well as for our area of the county. It's been a long time coming, and it's hopefully going to be a nice project when it's complete. Interested to see what happens to it in its next generation,
mm-hmm.
given what's happened down at Croton Park with that area down there.
Mm-hmm.
Still a long ways away from doing anything with the property, but certainly that's probably one of the more pressing topics and something I'm personally interested in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was particularly impressed that you've been the head of public works departments in both one of our larger cities and one of, I guess, small to medium-sized towns. And
it's a good-sized town.
Okay, medium-sized town, we'll call it.
Okay.
And also more southern end of the county, more northern end of the county. What differences and similarities have you noted over the years in the differences between the way the departments operate in terms of solid waste management?
Well, a lot of it's the same. Mm-hmm. You know, it's,
we're all human beings. You got to pick up the garbage.
Yeah. But doing it in an urban environment is much different. Mm-hmm. In a more suburban and in some areas rural setting, it's the amount of garbage is the same, different makeup. Of course, particularly mm-hmm. if you have a densely populated area, the public health issues are certainly a lot more prominent than they are in a rural area where you can have garbage on the street for a little longer anyway. Mm-hmm. And most people tolerate that, but their level of tolerance in an urban environment you'll find is much lower. People tend to get a little cranky.
Yeah, well, when it's a little denser, it tends mm-hmm. to smell
a little
bit more quickly.
Oh, sure, in summertime, absolutely.
Clemson, are you originally from this area, or are you from...
I was raised in the town of Portland.
Okay.
And unfortunately, I can raise my children there.
Uh-huh.
It was a nice respite going down to South Carolina for 4 years, particularly when they had a pretty good football team. we thought we had that again this year until we got blown out 70-33 by West Virginia. And, so it's been a tough couple of months for me to try to recuperate from that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But, I've lived in... lived in Cortland my whole life, basically. A short period of time I lived in Peekskill
mm-hmm.
when I first got married.
Okay, great. anyone have?
Well, I know Jeff does a great job, and I really appreciate you stepping up and
thanks.
Volunteering to be part of this group. Your experience will be really helpful, and wish you luck, and I want to thank you for doing it.
Well, thank you. Thank you for the opportunity.
Do you have anything else for us?
I don't have any questions, but I just want to add my best wishes to you as well. So.
Well, thank you. Mm-hmm.
Okay. I have one last line of questioning. You began professionally in the traffic engineering area. In terms of the basic engineering knowledge, how have you found the transition into waste management?
Well, the operations piece is by far the more fun part of engineering. Seeing what's built, what designing is fun, don't get me wrong, but seeing it actually built and then operating and then dealing with operational issues are more, I guess, professionally challenging than anything else.
Okay.
And you have a better opportunity to solve problems. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of times in engineering, you design something and you may or may not get built. You may not see it happen for many years. Operationally, it's a lot more gratifying being able to help people, you know, with problems. And you usually can do it with minimal pressure. So.
Okay. I think that's... Is
a
that
brainer.
It?
Yep.
Okay, great. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. Oh, I have to sign in?
Sign
in.
Yes.
Okay, great.
Okay, John,
thank you.
Yeah. I'm still learning the how to be a chair thing, so feel free to help.
Oh, you're doing fine.
Okay, if you could...
Do you want to do the paperwork and then
yes.
call the next person?
We'll do the let's do the two reappointments and the paperwork on this one, then we'll call in the next one. We'll save minutes for last because minutes, not meaning to make a pun, but minutes count so we could get a few done on the agenda tonight. So.
Thank you very much.
All right, great. Thank you so much. Best of luck to you.
Thank you, Wendy.
Okay. Do I have a motion? Okay. Do we have
a second?
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, we're done with Coleman. Now, how about the two reappointments? We'll do the two reappointments next. No, have her walk down the hallway. We have two reappointments. Unless someone has reason to believe that any of these people should not be reappointed. We're talking about Carla Horton for the Domestic Violence Council and... Chief Iantorno for the Fire Advisory Board.
I'll make a motion on the two.
Second.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Okay, opposed? Okay, the ayes have it. Wendy, if you pass us the paperwork on Mr. Coleman and the two reappointments, we could send that down to Sunday right now.
Yes,
okay, I've got Horton and I.
Answer,
Horton.
So I'll,
And we'll just keep circling them till we get three signatures.
That's all.
We should have three, the two reappointments and Jeffrey Coleman, who, if I were designing a resume for someone for that job, it'd be pretty close.
Yeah, he's good.
Three.
three, and the other two have to come.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hello.
Thank you. Rosemary, I'm Mary Jane Shinsky. Nice to meet you.
John
Testa.
Hi,
good to see
Hi.
You.
Hi, Alfred Williams.
Nice. So you could just pull up a chair over here, and we'll get started. Let's see, one of you are on the up for a position with the Women's Advisory Board, and I still am scrambling for your...
Page 5.
Page 5. Thank you very much, John. I really appreciate that. John Coleman.
It's before Coleman.
Oh, it's before Coleman. That's what confused me. Okay, but not then.
There you go.
Okay, great. Okay, here we go. I noticed that you've risen through the ranks in banking.
And that's one way to describe it.
Women who rise up through management and business often have interesting perspectives on what it's like to be a woman in the working world and women's issues. And I was wondering what you've learned from your own professional progress that might be useful to you as you think about the mission ahead.
Well, I think that there's still, even though women have moved forward in business, there are still a lot of issues that have not been addressed, and even at higher levels, the salary compensation is very different from the male salary compensation. Women tend not to view, they're sort of almost thankful when they get a raise, which is very interesting. I think it's different. It's a very different, it's a different market than what, you know, I came into in 1977. Mm-hmm. So it's varied, but mm-hmm. I've had, all of my experience has been in the financial services area. And I actually, when I took a job, my first job, it was the wrong job, wasn't what I had offered when I went in. I asked about a management training program. I was told that one didn't exist. Well, yeah, it didn't exist for women because 6 months later I was training a management trainee that was a male. So it was very, very interesting. I can tell you that building a bank from the ground up is a wonderful thing. It's very exciting, and it's even better that it's, you know, very, very successful. Mm-hmm. So that's one of our claim to fame.
Mm-hmm. That signature bank.
Really, yeah, it's been a wonderful, wonderful ride. Mm-hmm. Hopefully it will work until I get ready to retire. But I did all this while I had both my children.
Right.
And I was active in the PTA. I was active and still am on the Youth Bureau in Marichal. Not quite as busy as I was, you know, involved as I was, because I really feel that other people do need to step up to the plate at some point. In PTA, I was on the PTA Council. I was the vice president. I, at that time, was also president of the Marichal Day Nursery Board of Directors. Which is the oldest day nursery in the state of New York. They have the original mm-hmm. charter. That was an interesting mix because you know, they were financially well off. Their clientele, we had a lot of dealings with the Child Care Council and such. We went through a very big range of different issues that went on with hiring people, qualified people. We went through two directors. It was an interesting time. Mm-hmm. So I've been on very good boards. I've been on somewhat dysfunctional boards. So I've had a lot of fun. And right now I also serve as the Executive Vice President of the Marichal Chamber of Commerce, and next year I will be the President of the Chamber of Commerce.
Mm-hmm.
So that's another.
Well, you needed something to do once the kids left the house.
Well,
right?
No, I've been doing all this while my kids were in the house. So it's
mine are 12 and 17. I feel your pain.
Well, mine are now 23 and 25. So it's been a long, you know, I went back to work when my youngest was 6 months.
Okay.
And I went back to work not anticipated. I was off for 2 years, and I wasn't looking for a job, but they came to me, and it worked out. and mm-hmm. we're always, I was very lucky that I had employers when I went to work for my then boss. I looked at him and I said, listen, if you don't like me, you don't have to hire me. I said, you're going to know from the start, my kids are always going to come first. Mm-hmm. So if there's something going on and I can't make it, well, that's the way it is. You're the one that doesn't win. Mm-hmm. So, and they have always been very, very cooperative. I mean, my kids used to get sick and sleep under the foot of my desk. I had a pair I used to throw out, and they'd sleep under there with their pillow and blanket. And we went through the day because, mm-hmm. If it was a day that you just couldn't leave, that was what you did. But I've been very lucky, and I think that women need to say that when they go into a job interview. They need to say, I do have kids, and this is the way it is.
Mm-hmm. And it shouldn't matter.
Well, I think it's
it's not supposed to legally be asked, is because ultimately employers should be willing to accommodate.
Well, they have to know that you're expecting that they will accommodate. If you don't say anything, mm-hmm. and then all of a sudden, and then it becomes an issue. But you have to always be up front, and even the president of the bank now, I always laugh when we say FF, family first. That's the way it is. And that's how we, and we operate like a family. So that's our advantage. I've always been very lucky that way. I also feel that, one of the things that we've done, which is a wonderful thing to our CRA program, is we do first-time investors. So we run a program, and very often it's a lot of women, and it's women that normally would not have any financial savvy, and they try to teach them. We give them, if they complete the whole program, because we actually do run a program, they give them a certain amount of money, then they meet with my guy that is the investor, and they will set up an account, mm-hmm. and they monitor it. He meets with them, and that's mm-hmm. it's been very successful. It gets people thinking financially. I mean, there's nothing that disturbs me more than when, a client of mine passes away and his wife comes in and thinks that she can't, go to the A&P and buy groceries. I mean, it's they just don't have some... And I think that's, that's a generational thing sometimes, but a lot of people don't have any clue whether they, what their financial situation is. They sign the tax return every year and don't have a guess as to what's on it. So, I think that there's a lot of different issues with women. I think, this child care is an issue. There's issues with domestic violence. I mean, I was, shocked. I was in one of the local synagogues and... on the ladies' room, and they have signs. I was like, wow, this is pretty cool that they actually thought to do this. And it was an Orthodox synagogue, and I think that probably that's a group that, unless somebody goes out there and says this isn't okay, then a lot of times they get married at a very young age, and they sort of think that's what it is. Mm-hmm. So, I think that there's a lot of different issues out there for women. Mm-hmm. Trying to get focused on one is always a challenge.
When your kids were little, were they in group child care? Did you have a sitter at home?
No, actually, I had someone that came in. Mm-hmm. Because when I was in the position that I could do it. Mm-hmm. And part of the reason, when I went back to work, I insisted that with my husband, that would be the one thing, because that was my decision to go out to work. That wasn't my decision to have them dragged out at 7 in the morning to go someplace. So that was why I always did that. Mm-hmm. And until they went to... my little one went into pre-K. I had I had different variety of people that came in. That was always a challenge. And then we had, we found after school care that was phenomenal. So we just had to deal with vacation.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm good at this point. Does anyone
Me too.
Have anything
no,
else?
Nothing else.
Yeah.
You have a full. Sorry, Madam Chair.
Oh, no, go right ahead, Alfreda. I think you're going to say what I was going to say.
I think you have a full range of experiences in terms of women's problems and how the working world affects women and vice versa. So I see this as a very appropriate mix.
Great.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. Right. And certainly you're thoughtful about what you've experienced, which... You don't always have a guarantee of. Some people have experience and they don't profit from it, but you seem to really...
I have a great variety of experiences. I wish I had less to profit from.
Oh, great.
I know how that goes. Okay, great.
Thank you.
They won't make tonight.
They won't... They're not going to make tonight?
That's what I was just told.
I'm going to put my business phone number.
Okay.
Well, we got the first three to them at 4:15 and with advance notice that they were coming.
Because that's what Tina just said to me.
Okay.
Because there's extra steps. I don't want to make a mistake in the steps.
Yeah, well, absolutely. I mean, you and I are both learning in this process, right. So we don't want to do that. But we will do what we can do, and hopefully next time then we'll be all set.
Okay.
All right, great. It was a pleasure to meet you.
Good seeing you.
Thank you.
How are you?
Good. I'm in Matisco.
You are?
I are. I'm in Matisco.
Larry.
Larry,
you little guy. I'll make a motion.
Sure.
Yeah, well, let's bring Diane in now since she's right outside the door.
You want to make the vote real quick?
Yeah.
I made a motion on the last.
And I second that.
All right. Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? All right.
Good.
All right. Sit down.
Hi, Katie. How are you?
Hi. How are you
doing?
Hi. How are you doing?
All right, let's move to this. Right, well, thank you for joining us today, Diane.
You're
welcome. Yes, enter and sign in.
Okay, sure.
Actually, does someone else want to take the lead in questioning on this one at this point? Let's see.
I have no problem doing that if you need someone.
Okay, we're on packet page 18.
It's going to be signed. I'm signing. Is this one?
Yeah. We're doing it one at a time now. Well, while we're getting ourselves organized,
they're too efficient for us today. They're bringing them in. They're bringing you guys
fast.
In too fast.
Well, that's good, and hopefully we'll be able to keep up the momentum for a little while. I see that among your earlier experiences were in the criminal justice system.
Yes. With a specialization in domestic violence. So that's the tie-in. Yeah.
Since you've moved on outside of that realm and you're doing more general policy related things, how do you feel that experience has helped you and maybe in some ways limited your vision?
My prior experience?
Yes.
Well, I think the prior experience has been invaluable actually, because without that knowledge about what happens, what truly happens in the world of domestic violence, I just don't think you could have someone in that role who is completely unaware of that world.
Mm-hmm.
And the court systems, and the advocacy piece, and the counseling piece, and the trauma piece. There's just a lot to it.
Mm-hmm.
How has it limited me? I don't really feel that it has.
Mm-hmm. Are there other pieces to the puzzle that you're aware of that are out there that you can draw on that may not be within your personal experience?
I think there's always something to learn. I learn from the women in my office because mm-hmm. they're really doing hands-on day-to-day mm-hmm. the advocacy and the court accompaniment and all of that. So if my mind ever strays from those days, they kind of reel me back in because I'm always hearing the language and the conversation. So, I don't know if I answered your question.
On the 1 to 10, I think it was somewhere between a 5 and a 6. So we're doing all right. Do you have? What's the mix of professionals that you deal with on a regular basis? Of course, you're dealing with the advocates. You're dealing probably with lawyers and so on. Are there other relevant professions you deal with on a regular basis, like maybe psychologists or For medical, or is it basically the...
There are a handful of social workers, MSWs.
Okay.
Mostly attorneys. Even the women who are the heads of the agencies, the executive directors, I think, are mostly attorneys.
Yeah, I think that's right.
Yeah. So that's actually a very big piece of it, the legal piece, the civil legal.
In terms of outreach, because obviously if someone has gotten into the criminal justice system, they have some awareness that, number one, they're experiencing a problem and there's something that they should do to begin the process of getting help. In terms of outreach and reaching women who may not, who may be in denial or don't know where to turn, is that something that you foresee doing work on as part of your membership on this committee?
The committee, by its nature, because of all of the members, are all doing outreach through their own agencies. My sister's place, Hope Store, my sister's place doesn't have an active member, but they did up until more recently. Of course, Pace, my own office, we do outreach, we attend events, we host events. So yes, there's a big outreach piece.
Okay.
You're not with the council now, right?
I'm the chair of the council.
Oh, so it's something you've been working on right along. And there's a lot of different members of this council, from superintendents of schools, police, right?
Yes, the judges.
Judges, youth bureaus, possibly? Or,
no, not the youth bureaus.
Oh, you have judges on the...
Yes, we have four judges. We have...
It's like 20 people almost, right?
It is.
Yeah.
Yes. Of course, I didn't tag that little page. Doesn't that figure? No, it's right here. It's right here. Yeah. We have a representative from the DA's office, from the Police Chiefs Association, from a battered women's shelter, Hope Store in this case.
Right.
VAS, which is Nick Peel's agency. Myself, people from the general public. We're missing someone right now from the medical community. The Bar Association is represented. The Probation Department, Social Services, Superintendent of Schools is still vacant. The DA, the Judiciary, and then at-large voting members.
Yeah, I knew there was a large range of backgrounds. So
yeah.
You're the chairman of the committee that's, you know, organizing this whole group. So I think that's pretty... and how long have you been doing that?
I think I became chair... November of 2010.
Oh, so you've been doing it for quite a while. Okay.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah, I mean, the one thing I would say is I think that the one missing piece, the one vacancy on that list I'd probably be most concerned about is the school superintendent, because quite often that's the entry point where you see the problems develop, and it's really good to have someone from that world who can offer the perspective in the best, on the best way to deal with it, and getting information, and how most effectively to get information out to their peers.
I agree. We do the two agencies, my sister's place and Hope Store, do education in the middle and high schools. So we actually are in that community. We just haven't been able to get a superintendent.
Hopefully that'll happen soon.
Somebody has to volunteer. Yeah. I have to agree.
No, what we do is we take the straws, short straws, volunteer.
Maybe that's the way to do it.
Does anyone else have
I'm
any
good.
Questions?
Have you seen any increase over this last year and a half in the economic conditions that worsened to such an extent that it was usually
increase in domestic violence when families back us to the wall, so to speak, financially every single year.
It's interesting. There's been conversation about that. The thing with statistics is that you never really know definitively what the cause for increase or decrease is. You can't say. There are too many factors. So there has been an increase, according to the domestic incident reports we get from the police departments. Is it because of the economy? Possibly. Is it because women are reporting more? Or is it because the police are being more effective in their approach and reporting? So we don't know.
Mm-hmm. Have there been any changes or reforms in police training or anything like that in this area the last year, year and a half?
There are always reforms. In fact, the penal law was reformed. Strangulation.
Right.
And that...
That could add to more...
Increased reporting dramatically.
Okay.
I'm sorry, I can't think of the number, but within the first 3 months, something like 1,500 cases statewide, not in the county, had been charged for strangulation, mm-hmm. which is a lot.
Do you see any... differences or changes in approach or the types of services offered or the way they may be offered coming down the pike in the next year or two?
The way services are offered, probably not.
Okay.
We are going to be a test county.
Okay.
For, it's called SAVIN now. It was previously referred to as VINE, Victim Information Network.
SAVIN.
Yes. Now it's the acronym stands for Statewide Automated Victim Information and Notification. And I've been working with a gentleman by the name of Dan Fora, who worked for New York State for many, many years in the Division of Criminal Justice. He's now a consultant, but he's working directly with the New York Sheriff's Association. They've been working with the state police to implement this statewide program whereby when an order of protection is served on the defendant, when the police officer comes back to the terminal and enters that it's been served, the victim gets notified because that is very frequently the most dangerous time for her. So we've been working on that. That should be a significant change, but other than service provision, no.
Mm-hmm. Okay. One group that probably has been traditionally unrecognized are couples in the LGBT community. Has there been any notice of any significant problems within the community or initiatives within the community to... help deal with this issue?
It's become more of a focus in the past year. There are more trainings.
Mm-hmm.
We're trying to inform the medical professionals, the police. I think police are probably inclined when they go to a house where there are two men, they wouldn't know who to charge as the aggressor, that kind of thing. So we've definitely been focusing on training in that area.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Does anyone have anything
Very good.
Else?
Okay, great.
Thank you.
Yeah. Good to see you.
Yeah. You. See you at the next
time. I'm like, maybe.
Make a motion there as well.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? All right. Let's get the paper around. Then we could look at the minutes.
Okay.
We could have done them first.
That's okay.
I was hoping we can get stuff in under the wire, but it didn't work that way.
Whatever.
Oh, sure.
three sets. I didn't realize it was three sets.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Do you need a motion on the minutes, or you want to look at them a little bit, or what is?
Well, let's take a quick look. I don't think there was much detailed business on either of these. Actually, I'm trying to find my copy. Here it is.
Yeah. Well, we're good.
Okay, we've got the. All right. Now we need a ruling. Or wait a minute, December 12th.
That was from last year.
Oh, you were on the committee and you were present, so you can make the motion.
Yeah.
So we can clear all three, which is great.
And I will make the motion for January 23rd, December 12th of 2011, and February 13th.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? All right, the ayes have it. Is there anything the members want to discuss? Don't all jump
make
at
a
once.
Motion to adjourn.
Second? Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? All right, meeting stands adjourned at 4:42 p.m.
Great.